welcome the newcomers. I wanted to welcome them. Can we just welcome them this morning? We're glad that you guys are here. Would you guys be able to help me out this morning? Because whenever, you know, this room is long as it is, but since there's less people because the basic retreat and the counselors away, can you guys just, everyone move forward like 2-3 rows? That would just help me to connect with you more since there's like more empty seats this morning. So please just help me this morning by just moving up 2-3 rows. We can be closer. I could just connect with you more as I'm sharing. While we're all moving forward, maybe the ushers can come forward and help me pass out those pieces of paper. We're going to start out with a little activity. So ushers will come forward and pass out some papers. While they do that, while they're coming forward, let me just open us up with a word of prayer again. So let's pray. Father, we just pray that you would guide this time and speak to us. And we just pray that as we open up your word, that it would be your spirit who speaks to us. It would be your love that fills us. It will be your strength that comes upon us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so take this piece of paper. We're going to start out with this little activity. There's pens in the front on the chairs. And so take that pen and that paper on one side. Would you just draw the best version of a dog that you can draw? Okay, I know there's some artists here and you'll do a great job, but others of us, even if you're not an artist, just do the best that you can. I'm only giving you 1 minute to do this, so I'll keep track of the time. So on one side of the paper, just draw a dog, and I am already timing, so we're doing 1 minute. A dog. So just draw a picture of a dog. I'm giving you guys 1 minute. When you're done, just flip the paper over and just look up at me so I know that you're finished. Put the pens back. Well, actually, no, don't put the pens back because you'll need it in just a moment for one more thing. So about 30 more seconds, okay? So not too long. The best version of a dog that you can draw. About 10 more seconds. All right, time's up. Flip it over. Flip it over to the other side. How'd that go? Does anyone like really feel like they have a good picture of a dog? I'm sure a couple of you that are good artists. Okay. Now that on the other side of the paper, can you do this? And I'm going to give you a minute for this too. I'm going to give you, if we can go to the next slide, I'm going to give you a pattern of a dog. So just go ahead and copy that on the other side. And just draw it exactly as it is, like this. Yeah, just copy this one. I'm giving you guys 1 minute. About 10 more seconds. And time's up. Okay, how many of you guys came out with a better picture the second time around with the pattern? Okay, be honest. Okay, I want to show you mine. Okay, now I'm a non-artist, very much so, in fact. And so I have other skills, but art is not one of them. And so here are my pictures. When I gave myself 1 minute to draw a dog, this is what I came out with. So dog, rat, guinea pig, all the same to me. Okay, but when I had the pattern and I followed the pattern, here's what I came out with, a lot better, right? So the sermon series that we're in is the pattern of prayer. And sometimes we may not necessarily have the words to pray, and we go to Scripture. And in Scripture, God gives us patterns. The most famous pattern is the Lord's Prayer. Jesus gave that pattern of prayer for his disciples to pray. But also there's other apostolic prayers, other prayers that the apostles prayed that are recorded in the Scripture. And we're not just supposed to read them as those are their prayers for other people, but those are prayers that we can also follow the pattern to also pray for ourselves and also for each other. So in your Bibles this morning, turn to Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 through 19. This is an apostolic prayer. This is a prayer that Paul prayed, the Apostle Paul, and this is a pattern for us to follow. Again, when we're reading Ephesians or other apostolic prayers, that we don't just read about what they did or what they prayed, you know, how it was for the Ephesian church, but we take it as that was Paul's prayer. It was an important prayer that was recorded in the scripture, canonized in the scripture for us. We also follow that example, and we pray it for each other, and that's what we're going to do this morning too, towards the end. We'll pray this apostolic prayer for each other. So Ephesians 3, 14 through 19. Again, this is Paul's prayer for the Ephesian church, but God calls us to follow this example, to pray this prayer for the Vineyard of Harvest Church, the greater church, the universal church. All right, so can you go ahead and read it out loud together? It's up on the screen in the NIV. So Ephesians 3, 14 through 19, a prayer for the Ephesians. Let's read it together. For this reason, okay, so I want to point out a couple of things about this prayer that Paul prayed that we are to follow, his pattern. So the first thing I want to point out in verse 17, one thing that he prayed for is he said, and I pray that you being rooted and established in love. So he was praying for them to be rooted and established in love. Why? He was praying for them for this so that they would grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. So he was praying for them to get rooted, to be able to grasp the deep love of God, and he was praying for them to do that, for this to happen in their lives to the extent that verse 19 says that they will be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now, I think that's a really powerful phrase if you think about it, because there's lots of measurements, right? Lots of rulers that could be used about how full of God's love we can be. It'd be our own opinion, other people's opinion. But Paul was saying that God wanted to fill them, and Paul was praying for the Ephesian church to be filled with God's love, to be rooted and established in God's love, grasping God's love, filled with his love to the measure of God's fullness, of God's definition of fullness. Let me put it like this for the point. I'll put it on the screen like this. Pray that we be rooted in Christ's love so that we can keep receiving his love until he considers us filled. Now, there's obviously a farming illustration here, right? The idea of being rooted. And this was a good illustration to use for the early church, you know, in biblical times. They understood the farming economy. Lots of them were farmers. Maybe for our demographic that's here, maybe we don't relate so much to that. But and certainly I don't as a non-farmer. But it just so happens, interestingly, that I do very little gardening. But just right now, like this past week, I was planting some flowers in our front yard, and this illustration really applied. And so I want to connect it in with this. So this week, I was planting some geraniums, just these potted plants. And so this geranium obviously is not rooted, doesn't have very long roots, obviously, is not rooted, is not established. And if I could put it this way, this is temporary, right? This will not last for the long term. This would not be a good situation for this plant for the long term. It is not rooted and established. It is not able to grasp all of the nutrients. But let me show a picture of one side of our yard that has these geraniums that have been growing for a long time, and these geraniums are rooted and established. These geraniums are able to grasp all of the nutrients that they need, filled, if I could put it in the terms of the passage, filled to the measure of fullness that they need in order to produce flowers, in order to bear fruit, if you will. And this is what Paul was praying for the Ephesian church, for them to be rooted and established. Now, this is what I want to say. This was a really important prayer, a timely prayer, really appropriate prayer for Paul to pray for the Ephesian church in the situation that they were going through. In the city of Ephesus, there was a temple, the Temple of Artemis. It was known as one of the seven wonders of the ancient world. And people from all over the known world were flocking to Ephesus to worship at this temple. And so there was clearly and obviously false religion in Ephesus. So when Paul was writing this letter or ministering to the Ephesian church and planting that church there, there were obviously Christians in Ephesus, but it was a very hostile world to them. For them to live out their Christian faith, to live for God, to love other people, to love those who were hostile to them. The Roman Empire was very hostile towards Christians. And so for the early Christians, for the Ephesian Christians to love them, it took something supernatural. And so Paul was saying, listen, I need to pray for you to be rooted and established in God's love so that you can grasp the immensity of God's love, how high, how wide is God's love, in order that you would be filled, not to your own measure of what you would say that to be filled with God's love, but the measure of the fullness of God, and so filled with his love that you will be able to love God and love the other people, including those, and there were many, people who were hostile towards them and towards the gospel message. Now, in our lives, there could be people that are hostile towards us as Christians. There could be people that are hostile towards us for other reasons, but there's all sorts of people in our lives that we are called to love. Right, there's our spouses, our family members, our relatives, our neighbors, our coworkers, and the list goes on and on. And there could possibly be some people that are so-called unlovable in our lives. And Paul was praying this for the Ephesians, for them to be able to be filled with a measure of the fullness of God, of God's love, in order to love God, but also to love others. Here will be the prayer that we could pray for ourselves, for each other. Father, I pray for so-and-so to be rooted and established in Christ's love, receiving the measure of the fullness of your love so that he or she can love the unlovables. We're going to pray this for each other towards the end of this sermon, but I want to point out something else about this passage, something else about Paul's prayer. So let's look at verse 16. Verse 16 says this. Can we read it out loud together? I pray that so Paul was also praying for them that they would be strengthened, and it would be something that a strength that comes internally to them, and it would be something that comes from the Father through the Holy Spirit to them. Let me put it like this up on the screen. Pray that our inner being will be strengthened with the Father's power. Now, I think that many of you, maybe all of you, would agree that receiving inner strength is important. I think a sports illustration would probably be really appropriate here. The Stanley Cup Finals are going on, NBA Finals are going on, and I think that they would agree that physical strength is important to win a championship, to do well in sports, to do well in anything in life. But inner strength is also important. Maybe at times, it's even more important for us to have inner strength in order to press on. And Paul was saying this to the Ephesians. He was saying that we need to know what the source is of this inner strength. And that's why in verse 14, he was saying, for this reason, I kneel before the Father. Because he said that the source of this inner strength in their inner being was going to come from the Father through the Holy Spirit. And so I wanted to give a little illustration of this. So I wanted to show a little clip from the old classic Disney movie, The Lion King. And so show about a minute and a half clip of that about being strengthened in the inner being from the Father. This is what Paul prayed, and I just want to show this clip, and I'll connect in this passage with this clip in just a minute, but let's take a look at The Lion King.
If you ever come near my son again.
Oh, this is your son?
Oh, yours?
Did you know that?
No, me? I didn't know. No, did you?
No, of course not.
Oh.
Ed? Doodles.
So I think you would agree that Simba, at the end of this clip, had inner strength. He had full confidence that everything was going to be okay. But it wasn't just something that came from the inside. It was something that came from his Father. It was something that he knew was going to be okay because his father was strong. His father was loud. His father was able to handle the situation. And this is what Paul was saying to the Ephesian Christians. See, this was a really good prayer for him to be praying to the Ephesian Christians, because for the Ephesian Christians, there were some things that they were up against that were way too big for them. The situation in Ephesus was that it was a port city, it was a commerce center. There was people that were doing business there, and there was a lot of pressure for people to succeed in Ephesus. The other people were doing well. In order for you to do well, you had to be greedy too. You had to bow down to the idol of materialism. And I mean, we're facing that in our culture as well. And that could be a temptation that we're facing maybe even this morning. And in order for the Ephesian Christians to overcome in that, Paul needed to pray for them that they would have the inner strength to withstand the temptations. And he was reminding them, listen, I'm praying for you. I'm kneeling before my Father. And it is by my Father, through his Holy Spirit, that's going to give you inner strength to overcome the situations of materialism, the things of the pressures of this world, the stressors of this life. Ephesus was an educational center. There was a lot of emphasis on education. People could get wrapped up in education. There was a temptation to bow down to the idol of education and make education all, or make life all about education. And Paul needed to pray for them, to pray for their inner beings, to be strengthened by their Father, by his Father, for the Holy Spirit to give them the inner strength to overcome in the temptation of bowing down to the idol of education. Sexual immorality was running rampant in Ephesus. Both the issue that we are facing today in our culture of the same sex issue, heterosexual sexual immorality. And so even in the church, for them, they were living out in the world. And so there were situations of sexual temptations and all sorts of variety that they were facing that they needed to overcome. And Paul knew that the only way that they were going to have the inner strength to stand up and stand up under the temptation that they were facing was that Paul knew that he needed to bow down to his Father, and it'll be through the Holy Spirit that gave them inner strength. This was a good prayer, an appropriate prayer, a needed prayer for the Ephesian church. But if I could say this morning, it's an appropriate prayer, a needed prayer that we need to pray for each other, because our world that we live in, as maybe evidenced this morning by the mass shooting in Orlando, is a crazy world. There's all sorts of things that we're up against. And I was sensing this morning as I was praying with the prayer team that there's some of us this morning that walked into this room and we are just so bogged down by stress and pressures and temptations. And maybe we could barely make it through worship and barely get ourselves to even sing a worship song to God. Listen, that's the reason why we gather in the church, and we need to bow down to our Father and ask our Father through the Holy Spirit to strengthen our inner beings. And there's some of us this morning maybe that are just going through stuff and it just seems impossible. And I just want to say, for the Ephesian church, for them to survive in the Roman Empire, in a society that was telling everyone to bow down to the emperor, and if you weren't going to bow down to the emperor, that there was severe consequences that they had to face. Listen, it was stressful. It was pressurized. It seemed impossible. And Paul knew that they were facing this, which is the reason why he began to pray the prayers that we read last week. The prayer that he's praying today, listen, he's praying, I need to pray for you to be rooted and established in God's love. And it will be so important for you to do that so that you can grasp the immensity of it. How long and wide and high and deep is the love, and be filled, not to the measure that anyone else says, but to the measure of the fullness of God. That Paul knew that he needed to pray for the Ephesian Christians, for them to be strengthened by the Father through the Holy Spirit in their inner being. That's the way that they were going to thrive in their Christian faith. This was a church that Paul loved. He planted this church. He started this church. And when he went off to other places, he knew that he needed to pray this prayer. We read last week that he was praying this continuously for the Ephesians. And we need to pray this for each other. Again, I just want to point out that the apostolic prayers are put in the scripture not just so that we know what Paul did, we find out some information about how he lived his life, but the apostolic prayers are put into the scriptures so that we also pray these prayers for each other, so that we pray these prayers for ourselves. So in just a moment, we're going to break up into groups and pray for each other. The prayer here for this portion is, Father, I pray for so-and-so to receive inner strength from you to overcome the temptations he or she faces. So these two prayers. Just a couple of guidelines as we're going to break up into groups. First thing is that for the first prayer, one word prayer request, you know, and you don't have to be specific. If you feel comfortable with your group, certainly feel free to be specific, but maybe just saying coworker, friend, relative and saying, and just asking your group to pray for you, for that you would be rooted and established in God's love, to love those people that you are called to. For the second prayer, your prayer request is either a yes or no. Yes, pray this prayer for me. We don't have to tell each other our temptations that we face, because you know our groups are going to be just with the people that are sitting next to us. Again, if you feel comfortable, feel free to elaborate really quickly. But the general guideline is just yes or no. Yes, pray this prayer for me. No, I don't need this prayer right now. Okay, so we're going to break up into groups 2 to 4 at the max 4. We're only taking 4 minutes for this. So again, just real quick prayer request for these two things, and then I'm going to gather us back together, and we're going to do one more thing before we close. Okay, so 4 minutes. Go ahead and pray with the people sitting around you these two apostolic prayers. So be sure to start praying. There's only about 2.5 minutes left. Just one more minute, and then we're going to gather back together. All right, let's wrap up, and at this time, I'm going to ask the worship team if you can come back up, prayer team if you can come up at this time as well, and the rest of us, let's all stand together as we close out this time, and I want to lead us to pray for one more thing. So some of you know that Mike Okuno is leading worship today. He's, you know, God's given a real heart for Japan, and so he's headed there this week. And for a vision trip slash mission trip, there's a couple of key appointments that he has. Persons of Peace, if you know what that is, just a person that is really influential and is able to open some doors for the gospel to go forth in Japan. Japan, I believe the last I heard, is 1% Christian. So it's a real hard nation for that, you know, for breakthrough. And so we need to pray for that. So we're going to pray for Mike, and we're going to pray for him. These prayers, just for him to be rooted in establishing God's love, to love the people of Japan. We're also going to pray that inner strength that comes to him for this, as well as you could just pray for traveling mercies for this week, and just for God's open doors for him to connect with the right people on this vision slash mission trip. So would you extend your hands towards Mike, and we're going to pray for him. And I'm going to ask us to just lift our voices together again and pray. Again, this whole kind of sermon series is about mobilizing us to pray, not just maybe one person up here praying, but that God is calling all of us to pray. So before I kind of wrap up the prayer, can we just all lift our voices together and we'll pray for Mike. These two apostolic prayers, but also just everything related to his upcoming trip this Thursday. Let's pray together. Father, we lift up Mike to you. We thank you for this pattern that you called us to pray for the church. Mike is the church going forth into Japan. And so we just bless him, Lord, this morning. We pray, Father, for Mike to be rooted and established in Christ's love, receiving the measure of the fullness of your love so that he can love the people in Japan, the people he comes in contact with, and also his future destiny of how you call him into Japan and ministry in Japan. Father, we also pray for Mike to receive inner strength from you to overcome temptations, but overcome also obstacles that might be in his way. We just pray that your kingdom would come in Japan. We pray for you to bring forth awakening, revival, and massive salvations in the nation of Japan for the glory of Jesus Christ. Pray and lift him up. So as we close out, prayer team, if you can come up at this time too. I just felt like in this time that we pray that there might be some of us that are struggling just with different things of life, and we need God's inner strength. And I just feel like that God has something there for us this morning. If you know that you need an inner strength for maybe a work situation, pressing on in a family situation or financial situation, I just feel like in line with this passage that God has something for you. God has his inner strength that needs to come from the Father through the Holy Spirit, as this passage talks about. So that's you. I mean, we'll be up here to pray for any and all needs, but I just felt led to say that. And so, Father, we just pray that this morning you would release your inner strength through your Holy Spirit. Let there be a deposit for any who come forward, that there will be a deposit of your inner strength for the glory of Jesus Christ. We just pray that we would just stay abiding in you, because that's the best and blessed place for us to be. So God, this time of worship,